I'd like you to look at those figures. As you can see, the maximum retail price for the Mark II must be 60. That means that to keep our margins, our production costs must be no more than 14 per unit.
I'd rather have a retail price of 75. I don't believe that the Mark II can be produced for less than 18 per unit.
That retail price is not a realistic option, Derek. We've done the research.
But it's not just a toy. This is a genuine breakthrough.
Derek!
Let me finish. This is a genuine breakthrough. And the market will be prepared to pay a premium price for something that is so advanced.
Derek, let me...
Just a minute. There is nothing like this on the market. We have to take a chance with it.
Derek, I don't like arguing with you, but I have to agree with Don. I'm sorry. We can't take the risk. I say we retail at 60 and produce at 14.
No manufacturer will be able to produce the Mark II for 14 per unit and maintain the quality.
I would rather not decide anything now.
I would like to show it to Hazelford Systems. They might be able to produce it for 15 or 16.
Jenny, could you do something about this fax machine? Phone the company, cancel the rental agreement, and get the best deal you can from another firm. I'm sick of this.
Hello. This is Jenny Ross of Bybury Systems. We hired a fax machine from you, and I would like to cancel our rental agreement. No, I'm sorry. I would rather just cancel the agreement. No. We did ask you to send someone yesterday, and it still isn't working properly. I'm sorry, but I have to say no. Yes. If you could send someone to collect it tomorrow morning, please.
Now, let's turn to the big boss. What is the soonest you can deliver?
You can have the first 5,000 units before the end of the month.
I want 10,000 by the end of the month.
Well, Mr. McNeil, that will be difficult. But as you have been so understanding over the question of price, I think we can arrange that.
What about the balance of the order?
We can deliver that in 3 consignments over the following 3 months.
I'd rather have everything delivered by the end of May.
I can't promise to do that, but I shall do my best.
First of all, let me welcome all the representatives of Bybury Systems. I'd like to say that we at Hazelford Systems are delighted that you are considering us as a future supplier. Perhaps I could begin by checking that everyone has a copy of the agenda. And I'd like to add one extra item, if I may. Could we discuss the question of exchange procedures after item 4, which looks at general payment conditions? So, let's make a start. Mr. Jones, would you like to outline your position on the first item on the agenda, technological specifications?
Thank you. I think that we need to consider a couple of options when we look at this question.
So that's fine. You can sign the contract when we deliver the machine.
How soon can we expect delivery?
Well, would next Tuesday be convenient?
No. We really need it today.
I'm afraid that's just not possible.
Well, what is the earliest you can deliver?
We can't do it before Friday afternoon.
Well, I'm afraid we really need the machine by tomorrow at the latest. Or I'm going to have to look elsewhere.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
I'm sorry, but that just isn't good enough. I must have a guarantee of delivery by tomorrow.
I'll need to speak to my boss. Can I call you back in 10 minutes?
I'm sorry. This is a very difficult situation. I understand your problem, but you must see our position. We think this is a very exciting project, but because we cannot find a compromise, I'm afraid we can go no further.
We cannot go higher than 14 for 30,000 units. That is our final offer.
But you must realize that at this price, our margin is unacceptable. So, I think we have covered all the items on today's agenda. I am sorry that we have reached no solution on the final item, which is the Mark II project. Could I suggest that we adjourn for today and meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock?
Yet? He phoned about 20 minutes ago. He said he was on his way. He didn't sound very happy.
Oh, dear. I wanted to ask him about taking a couple of days off.
Oh, I suggest that you wait. I don't think that... Oh, Mr. Harris, there's a message
for... Geraldine, I'm in a meeting with Derek. Hold all my calls.
I see what you mean.
I've never seen Derek look so angry. What's going on?
I don't know. Have they had an argument?
Well, that was an interesting journey. 20 minutes of total silence.
What's going on?
I think the word to describe the situation is deadlock.
Derek, you are being unreasonable. Me? Why won't you move on 14? Derek, we have been through this. We have agreed our negotiating position. I have never agreed to this position. We aren't offering any flexibility. They have to protect their margins.
Then we can't do the project.
That's your decision, is it?
Derek, I have no choice.
I'm sorry, Clive. I can't accept that.
What are you saying?
I'm giving in my resignation.
That's ridiculous. You're tired. Sleep on it, and we'll talk in the morning.